Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But, you know, most of the time with muscle injuries or muscle pulls, you can only see something on MRI if you take it 2 or 3 days after. So I'm going to go back home and, you know, definitely not do anything and see what it is.
How close were you to pulling out? You looked as though, you know, on the verge at 5-1 down in that second set.
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it. But, you know, I didn't want to pull out for the first time in my career in a Grand Slam quarterfinal. So, you know, I knew I'm not going to win the match. There was no way for me. I mean, I could barely move. I couldn't serve. I couldn't really do anything. But I still wanted to finish the match and, you know, kind of give the credit to Dominic. And, you know, he deserves to be in the semifinals and, you know, end on a loss and not on a, you know, on a retirement.
When did the pain particularly start exactly? And he served a lot of serves wide and made you go off the court. Did that have something to do with that too?
The first time I felt a pull was in the fourth game of the first set when we had, you know, a few great points, a few, you know, a lot of physical points. And I remember I slid one time and then I felt like a muscle pull. I thought, well, okay. I mean, I played a lot. I thought maybe it's just like, you know, soreness, something like that, it would just go away. So I didn't think about it too much. And then, you know, each game, in each slide, it was getting worse and worse. And then middle of the second set, the pain was too much.
Do you think it's how much do you think the accumulation of five setters has to do with the fact that you got this muscle injury?
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I actually felt good today. I mean, waking up in the morning, I actually felt like, okay, I can play five sets again. And I thought, this is what it's going to be like. I actually came on court. It was the best I felt the ball, even in the warm-up and even, you know, the first few games. It was the best I felt the ball all week. So I thought it was going to be a tough, you know, physical match. But, you know, unfortunately, my body, you know, didn't hold up.
Sasha. My colleagues tell me I have become smitten by your tennis, but I assure them it's strictly professional.
Is it?
Anyway, I've written you a poem.
No,
I haven't. Don't panic. I haven't. But for me, watching you on the court this week has been like watching poetry in motion at sometimes. Tell us, what have been your favourite and happiest memories of being at Roland Garros this week? What have you fallen in love with?
Oh, the press conference after the second round was my favourite moment. I heard the Queen of England heard it. That's impressive. I think you're the only person who will actually make me smile right now.
But if we can just digress for one moment, other people want to talk about tennis. Could you share some of your favourite tennis moments with us as well, please?
I mean, I won 3 5-set matches in a row. I got to my first quarterfinal. It's all positive. The clay court season in general has been very positive. You know, I lost 3 matches on the clay, and to all 2 great players. I won 2 tournaments. I made 2 Masters finals. So it's all very positive. I think, you know, if I get healthy again, I'll be ready to play good in the grass court season as well.
Sash, in Australia, you spoke about how you wanted to address working hard for Grand Slams and doing well in Grand Slams. So what did you learn about yourself in the course of your journey here at Roland Garros?
That I'm physically one of the strongest players, I think. You know, I can last very long. I can last 5-set matches in a row, how I showed. You know, as I said, I was ready to play 5 sets today again, but unfortunately, you know, an injury held me back. So it's kind of a body issue, but, you know, it's not something that, okay, I'm physically weak, but as I said, this is a very positive week for me. My first quarter, I lost to a great player. I mean, I was hurt a little bit, so who knows? Who knows what could have happened?
To deal with an injury is at a slam, and for you is maybe something a little bit new. And does it worry you, or you just is it just? And I mean, do you treat it as a detail, or does it worry you, and does it bother you, or is it something new? Is it
worry? No, I mean, right now I think I'm upset, but I think everybody would be upset. You know, you're in a quarterfinal. You just played that opponent a few weeks ago, and you've had a great match against him. You want to be fit, and you want to play your best tennis. Unfortunately, you know, today I couldn't do that, so I'm upset about it. I'm not worried. I know I'm most likely going to get back to this position, to this situation, and I have plenty more chances. So, like I said, there's a lot of talk of me not being able to play five sets, of me not being able to play long matches. I think I've showed that I can this week. I think everybody can stop talking about it, I think, now. So, for me, there's not much negative in this, apart from how it ended. But the process the whole week was a nice week for me.
Sasha, on that, how do you take the positives from this run going into the grass season towards Wimbledon?
As I said, I played great tennis. I've won a lot of tough matches against tough opponents. And the grass is a surface that I like. And hopefully I can deal with what I have, and it's gonna be a quick one, and you know, the grass season is around the corner.
Hi Sasha, I'm just curious, what does it mean? It has any special meaning, your necklace that you have on?
God. Yes, it does.
Can you?
No.
Okay.
Just two more questions in English.
Sasha, can you just say a few words about Dominic, your good pals, obviously, and the way he's playing at the moment? Do you think he can go the whole way?
I think he can definitely go to the final. It's going to be between Rafa and him. I think he's playing very heavy. I think he's not missing much. I think he's improved his serve a lot. So he's definitely playing great tennis. You know, I think one of the three best players on the clay court in the last few years, and right now especially. So I wish him all the best. And you know, by the end of the week, we'll see how he does.
Sasha, everyone loves the love story. Mm. And I've had messages from people all around the world in the last week saying how much they've fallen in love with your tennis and your personality. And I just want to exchange my thanks to you for all the love you have brought us on the court and off the court. And from me to you, I hope this is not goodbye, merely au revoir.
I think you're going to get a CNN job or something for Wimbledon. I think they'll hire you soon, so don't worry, I'll see you back.
I haven't got my pass for Wimbledon, I've missed the deadline. Oh. So let's see if we can make the magic happen somehow, right. Sasha.
No worries.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.